In rural northeastern Brazil, people don't often receive visitors, except during election time. That's when 83-year-old Sebastian and his son say they can always be sure to be called on by candidates for municipal and federal office. Just last week, 32-year-old Jailson says he was working right here, making his clay pots, when they were visited and offered between $2 and $10 for their votes.
They come here, start to talk to us and say, vote for me. Then they put their hands in their pockets and give you the money. Since the person is in need, they take it, you see.
Sebastian says candidates also offer water, which is scarce here, or construction material, or clay, but that after the elections, when you ask for their help, they send you away, saying they've already paid for your vote. Last time, did you vote for the person who paid you, I ask?
Sure, I accepted the favor, and then I voted for whoever I wanted.
But many people do vote for the candidates that give them handouts. It's an old practice, but in times of economic hardship, like now, it's even more difficult to resist.
From here until election day, day and night, they don't stop buying votes. We know that in exchange, they sometimes offer water, a basic food basket, money, sandals, and even dentures.
43-year-old farmer Silvia Josefa da Costa says candidates have been coming all week, but that she doesn't accept their overtures. Not since she was traumatized by an offer of a municipal job.
Posso falar?
May I speak frankly? In exchange for that, he wanted me to stay with him. Do you understand? So, in my case, it wasn't even food. It was for me to offer myself to him.
The penalty for buying or selling votes is high, but electoral tribunal authorities concede it's difficult to combat.
Nowadays, very few cases are reported. We need to change voter behavior because the voter who tries to sell his vote or has his vote corrupted won't denounce himself.
Financial incentives for voting are more common in municipal elections, but not exclusively.
Incumbent candidates all the way up to the presidency have the advantage. Perhaps the most obvious example is President Jair Bolsonaro's decision to distribute $120 to Brazilian families most in need for the next 4 months. Even though the Constitution specifically bars governments from distributing money on the eve of elections.
President Bolsonaro declared a state of emergency to get around the prohibition. Money and other handouts are always welcome by the poor, even during elections. But many ask, at what price for Brazil's democracy? Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Pernambuco.